Hi, you're listening to a special edition of the Golden Rod Podcast. Today we have writer-director Kenneth B with us for a second time again this year because he just came back from the Tokyo Project Gathering. This is a market where potential directors, they bring their scripts or their new synopsis to meet potential investors. So unlike the other film markets that we reported on where film companies take completed films and sell it to distributors, this is a lot more personal for the directors. And since we reported on these markets all the time throughout the year on the Golden Rock, I figured why not have a personal perspective on the whole thing. So split into two parts, here's part one of the interview with Kenneth B.
Okay, we have again, within second time for this year, director Kenneth B. Thanks for joining us again after that interview last time.
Hi. It's a pleasure.
Thanks. So this time, it's not about, the interview isn't about your movies because I already did that last time. This
right.
time, you just came back from Tokyo last week.
Right.
The Tokyo Project Gathering.
Right. I had a project called The Portal in the Tokyo Project Gathering, and it's part of TIFFCOM and the International Film Festival in Tokyo. I think they chose about like 36 projects.
So have you been to Tokyo before, or is this the first time pitching there?
First time pitching. I mean, I've been to Tokyo many times, with different festivals. It's interesting. The form it takes is very much like the Rotterdam Cinemart, and the Hong Kong HAF and the Busan PPP, where they match projects, directors, writers, and with producers. Usually local producers, and but you know, producers from all around the world come to the gathering also.
Yeah. So have you been? Because the last you've done two movies, and both times you had to do this kind of pitching process.
Or no, for my first film, Rice Rhapsody, I did that at PPP. That was very interesting because in one go with PPP, the director can choose three producers. And then the producers will choose three projects to meet. So you will have at least six meetings where you can pitch your project and meet people. And then after that, you know, if you meet other people along the way, you can set up meetings also. But with TPG, it was a different format. You're basically like sitting ducks. You're there, you know, you put your project out there, and then producers will sign you up. And they'll come to meet you, and the festival will arrange the meetings, which is actually there were 36 projects, so there were a lot to choose from. If you don't have a very popular idea, you might not actually get any meetings. So some people I talked to, you know, only had a couple of meetings. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but it might be a good thing to know that your idea is not that popular, you know, if nobody signs you up. I think we had about like 10 meetings or 10 to 15 meetings, I forget. Some were from Germany, some were from Canada, from Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. It's an interesting process because you're not presenting a full script. You're basically pitching yourself and the general idea of the film and the budget of it and how you perceive your film will be shot, where it will be shot. And one interesting thing is when you have like these multinational co-productions, where you shoot and where you do your post-production becomes a contentious issue, you know. With Japan, they're very adamant that you choose Japan as a location, choose Japanese actors for your project. With Korea, they are more open to collaborations without any Korean elements in it, like actors or location. Yeah.
So right now, do you consider yourself a veteran of this process? So with that, do you enjoy the process, or has it become right. different for you?
Yeah, it has become different because the first time I did it, I had zero film, you know, I had no film. So when you sit down with an investor, you're selling more than your idea. You're selling you, and it can be very nerve-wracking. People are looking at you like, well, why should we give you all this money to make your little film? This time around, I have two films under my belt. I was less nervous. I was more open to ideas, basically. You're just having a conversation. Whereas the first time, you really dare to sell yourself, you know. There's a lot of tension, actually.
Did you have to? So now you don't, of course, now that you're an established filmmaker, you don't have to give a full script. Did you have to do that first time with Rise Rhapsody?
Yeah, no, the first time I had a full script, and please go and read it tonight so we can talk about it tomorrow when you're still here. This time I don't have to do that. We just pitched the idea. If they like the general idea, where the what kind of film it is, then they will continue. Basically, if they don't like the idea, they won't even set up a meeting. Whereas with PPP, they're obliged to, if you sign them up, you have a choice of three producers. Oh, and also, you're right. I for the drummer, I also did that for in Paris, at the Paris Cinema Film Festival, and they also have a section called the Paris Projects, and only six projects were chosen. Only one, my one was from Asia, and that one we had a lot of interest. Almost all the big producers from France came to see us. Unfortunately, at that time, the French film industry kind of was going into a kind of recession because of Canal Plus was cutting their funding for films, and a lot of film production companies were just sitting around not doing anything, so they weren't able really to help us. But in the end, that putting our film out there gave us more opportunities to meet other people, other producers. So in the end, that's what happened. Because we were out there, another producer came along, maybe I think a few months after or a year after, and started talking to us about the drummer, and it became a German co-production.
So now that overworld, I know, Tokyo is a relatively new thing because only 2 years ago they decided to put everything under one big festival, and I think Tokyo Project Gathering is not very established in the
No,
market
it's
yet.
very new.
Right. So, does having more of these markets around the world make it easier for you, or does it make the process harder because now you have to go to more markets, see more producers?
No, it's actually always good to go and meet all these new producers, because there are always new producers. Some in this instance, some people I met at PPP maybe 8 years ago, now have become heads of big studios in Korea, or distribution companies. They've moved up the ladder, so to reestablish those relationships is very helpful, actually. And you're very glad that you a long time ago you didn't offend anybody, because now they've become heads. One interesting guy came to our meeting this time in Tokyo. And we were quite surprised. It was a really old Japanese gentleman, and he had an interpreter. But as it turned out, his English was very good. But he was he it was the other way around. We were supposed to be pitching, but he started to pitch us his story of Godzilla IMAX 3D. And so we looked at his project. I mean, he was an old guy, and I think 25 years ago he made like some Godzilla hits, and so I don't know, that really stuck out in my mind, because a lot of producers, we met a lot of producers, but this one gentleman was he was like maybe 70 something, and he was still going at it, pitching anybody he can meet.
So that the IMAX 3D, did he find any investors?
I'm not sure if he found anybody there, but when I came back to Hong Kong, I referred him to a friend of mine who does 3D, and he was looking for young people to help him, and so a friend of mine is an expert in 3D photography, so I'm hooking him up with that with him. Yeah.
Cool. So going to all these different markets, how many markets have you been to now? So Tokyo is your number
Yeah, this
one,
is I
right?
think my number three, my third one. I was and the drummer was also in HAF, but that year was canceled because of SARS.
Okay. So you pitched in Hong Kong, you pitched in Paris, you pitched in Tokyo. So does the location of the market, does that set it apart from the rest of the festivals, or?
You mean like the location?
Like, does the market being in Japan make it different, or does the market being in Paris make it different? Is there any is a different experience, or?
There is. It depends on how big the festival is. If the festival is a big one, it will attract a lot of international producers. If the market is if the festival is smaller, you would be able to only meet the local producers. So with Busan, it was very, very big. Everybody was in Busan, and it was at its heights. So you were able to meet everybody. I met NHK there, and we were in discussion for a long time with NHK, for Rice Rhapsody, because we met there. With Paris projects, we could only meet mostly French producers, you know, but all the big ones, you know.
So was there something in Tokyo that set it apart from the rest of the other markets?
Tokyo, huh. Well, you know, the TPG is very, very new. And TIFFCOM, the market is not as big as the Hong Kong's PhilMart. So you would be a little bit more limited. And because it's newer, it doesn't attract as many producers as other co-production markets would. I did meet the Berlinale co-production market person there, and with TPG, you can submit just a synopsis. With the Berlinale, you can't. You have to have the full script and have at least 30% of the funding, or in place before they would accept you, and then so. The producers sitting down with you know that you have something already. They're not starting from scratch completely. That also helps a lot. But TPG is a newer thing, so I think the rules are a little more lax.